WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man whom officers believe was shot during an armed robbery Tuesday night in Houston is in the Brazos County Jail. 32-year-old Elijah Mims was booked into the Brazos County Jail yesterday following his arrest by College Station police. They were notified of a gunshot victim at the Med, and officers learned Mims was a person of interest to Houston police. After Mims was checked out, he was arrested on a Harris County warrant. Neither Houston nor College Station police have disclosed any details. It's been nearly a month since the College Station Planning and Zoning Commission gave unanimously endorsed changes in the residential parking regulations. The City Council considers possible action at tonight's meeting. During last month's P&Z meeting, staff planner Teresa Rogers reviewed the recommendations made by a task force.
Only consider removing parking through a recommendation from the city's traffic management team when there is a verified safety concern. Any of the neighborhoods that would want to remove parking would have to do so through a private process.
New homes and developments would have the additional cost of adding off-street parking. Also, as the highway department is discussed by the College Station City Council, the Texas Department of Transportation is hosting a public hearing this evening in Navasota. The public hearing concerns the replacement of three bridges on Highway 105, crossing the Brazos River and Coles Creek west of Navasota. The state will be purchasing about 100 acres of land, and construction is projected to start in 2015. Officials say the replacement is needed because current bridges are obsolete and the river is moving west. Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Navasota Center on Stadium Drive. And this summer's plan by TxDOT to shift maintenance costs of state highways inside city limits to city governments will be discussed this afternoon by the College Station City Council. The State Transportation Commission was told at its last meeting the transfer would not be mandatory. College Station has 31 miles of state highways. Staff is not asking the council for direction at this time, saying they will be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. Look for proposed high-speed passenger rail service to be discussed at the next Bryan City Council meeting. Mayor Jason Byenski plans to bring up at the next workshop a request to help pay for a consultant that's been lobbying the idea for years.
We, as with College Station, haven't been participating with the consultants, but they're wanting to bring us back to the table. There's talks maybe the cities and the county go together and maybe split a vote and come to the table and have representation. So it is important, and we do want to be a part of high-speed rail. We want to figure out a way to get it to Bryan-College Station as affordably as possible, and that would benefit our citizens.
Byenski says the annual payment for the consultant would be $25,000. The A&M system has announced more changes in its management structure, which also impact the flagship university.
The domino effect began earlier this week when System Vice Chancellor Brett Gerard was named the next leader of the Health Science Center, which has returned to university control. Then it was announced responsibility of the System Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing would move to the Health Science Center. The consolidation means adding research dollars to the HSC that system officials say puts A&M on par with the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. The move also means possible job losses. A system-wide audit's underway to determine what will happen long-term. But for the time being, there will be one fewer position. That's because Gerard's former job at the system will be taken over by Guy Diedrich, who is in charge of A&M's lobbying in Austin. The Health Science Center's lobbyist, Jenny Jones, will now be responsible for the system's relationship with state leaders, and Scott Suddeth will continue his role as Director of Federal Relations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The mayors and the Convention and Visitors Bureaus in Bryan-College Station and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have announced their wager for Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game. According to the BCS-CVB, it's all about barbecue ribs. The winning city will have to provide a sample of their town's best barbecue ribs and a shirt with their school colors or logo to the losing city. The losing mayor and CVB director will then have to eat the ribs while wearing the other school's shirt. Also, the CVB director will pose at a tourist hotspot wearing the opponent's shirt. Pictures will be posted on social media sites as well as their respective websites. Meanwhile, last year's A&M-Alabama game was selected as the College Football Game of the Year. And artist Daniel Moore has created an oil painting to capture that victory.
This one focuses mainly on Johnny Manziel slicing through the Alabama defense and then with some of those figures fading into the background, as you can see, into the shadow. And then I've included on the clock 12 minutes left in the game, symbolic of the 12th man.
Moore says he just completed the painting a few weeks ago, and Friday, a canvas replica will be presented to the 12th Man Foundation, along with a Shadow Box Award and $5,000 scholarship check honoring the Junction Boys. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the pre-game show. I'm Bubba Dixon.
And I'm Tim Light. Bubba, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the new season.
The preseason is over and the experts have predicted no one can beat our team or our prices at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Who are the stars we need to watch out for this season?
At the top of the list has to be the all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado. This truck is a beast. With 11,500 pounds of towing capacity, the Silverado crushes the competition.
Wow, with that much power, I have to ask about Silverado's fuel economy.
Best in class V8 fuel efficiency. In fact, Silverado's V8 gets better gas miles than Ford's EcoBoost V6.
I guess I know who's going to the championship this year, Chevrolet. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. Remember to stop in during our kickoff clearance.
Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads. And only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Air Conditioning. They've got a loaner program. If your unit goes down, then, you know, you can get cool air from someplace else while they get yours fixed. Give them a call at 690-2278. Here's our weather, what you'd expect. High temperature today, about 95 or so. Low temperature tonight, probably in the 70s. And slight chance of rain, 20 or 30% coming up later on this week. Right now, it's like 76. Now, a lady called me a minute ago, and I need her to call me. She's going to call me back. I said I wanted her to call me back because she had a story about Sambo's restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here in College Station. So, anyway, she'll call back in just a minute, I hope. Yep, here we go. Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling back.
Good. Tell me your name.
This is Cheryl Budges.
All right, Cheryl, so your first job was at Sambo's.
It was at Sambo's.
Wow. Now, go ahead.
15 years old, so that makes me, what, about 30 now?
That's right, exactly right. Yeah, that's it. So 15 years old. How'd you get the job?
I walked in and I applied.
There you go. Back in the good old days, that's what you could do. And what did you do there?
I was a waitress.
At 15?
At 15, I was a waitress.
Golly. That's hard work.
It was hard work.
And that was a 20, was it a 24-hour restaurant?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't think so back then. I don't think so
now,
back
you know, my mom said that her grandfather always told her, no matter what, go work at a restaurant because you'll be able to eat. You get food. Did you get free food back then?
No, they did not give us free food.
You got a discount, though, or something like that?
Probably so. I don't remember. That was a little while ago.
How many days a week would you eat there?
I didn't. I never really ate there. I just
didn't even pick off the unfinished plates.
No. Oh,
hey, I know wait staff.
So now, how long did you eat? Did you work there?
I worked there for about a year.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was an adventure. What job did you go to after that? Do you remember? We're not going to do your whole work history, but do you remember what you did next?
Safeway.
Oh, Safeway! My goodness.
See all these places that don't exist anymore.
Remind me, don't come to work for me. You're making my business go. Hey, thank you so
much. Okay, if it helps, I've been at A&M for 32 years.
Oh, okay.
Now,
well, they're staying. Yeah, okay, you got that taken care of. All right, thanks for calling us. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. First job was at Sambo's. Man, can't beat that, can you? All right, it's time to talk emergencies. Emergencies. Jerry Henry's here this morning. He's the emergency coordinator for City of Bryan. How are you today?
All right, sir. How are you?
Good. We're going to play Jethro Trivia. Do you know Jethro Trivia?
No, sir.
All right. No. Perfect. All right. Here we go. It's another first timer. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. Sometimes we have prizes. We actually need to have a prize now, don't we?
We have.
We need to have a caller, 695-1620. If you have not played before, Jethro Trivia. You have to be just like Jerry. You've never played Jethro Trivia before. 695-1620, 695-1620, and I think you know what the prize is. And my bet is you'd probably like to have it, okay? Because it's a pretty good price. Here's what happens, Jerry, is we ask a question, it's multiple choice. So you'll hear the answer. You just have to choose the right answer. And since you're a guest, you'll get to choose last. Kevin will answer first, and then Kat, and then it'll be your turn. And then if anybody calls like this. Hi there, have you ever played Jethro Trivia with us?
No, I haven't.
Okay, turn your radio down just a little bit. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play Jethro Trivia?
It's a guessing game pretty much, huh?
Oh, no. It is a fact-based opportunity to inform you of recent current events in pop culture. What's your name?
My name's Ruby.
What do you do, Ruby?
I am in sales.
You're in sales. Okay. Well, we'll let you plug your company if you want to in just a minute. Okay. So here's what we'll do, Ruby, is we'll let you answer last. So Kevin will answer first, and then Kat will answer, and then Jerry will answer, and then Ruby, you'll answer. Here's our question today. A lot of cars have keyless entry, but the Japanese have invented a system in which you can start a car with your what? Is it A, your mind, B, your breath, C, your butt, or D, your phone? Once again, a lot of cars have keyless entry, but the Japanese have invented a system in which you can start a car with your what? Is it A, your mind, B, your breath, C, your butt, or D, your phone? Kevin?
I'm going to say phone.
Phone. Kat?
I actually also was going to say phone.
All right. Jerry?
I'll have to say phone also.
Well, okay. It's up to you to break this if you want to, Ruby, or go along with the crowd. What's your answer?
No, I'm with the crowd. I'm phone, too.
Oh, my gosh. The answer is your butt. Thank you, Ruby. I appreciate it so much. Golly. Yeah, the Japanese butt sensor has been installed in a seat. The individual, it knows the shape of your rear end, and it won't start unless your posterior is in the seat. The system has 360 sensors measuring pressure on a scale of 0 to 256, and produces what Wire magazine calls essentially a topographic map of your rear end. And it's highly accurate, able to identify six different people 98% of the time.
What if you gain weight?
Well, I don't know. Or
what if you
weight?
Weigh more than 256 pounds?
I'm not sure. What happens if you have your wallet in your, you know, in your pocket sometimes and you don't other times?
I'm not sure I want a car to know the exact inventions of my bottom.
What I want is I want people to be able to get lazier. Can you get any lazier than just sit down in the car and it'll start?
Yes, it'll drive for you eventually.
Yeah, I know. Sit down and it'll start the TV for you. I don't know, a little bit of everything. All right, so that's that. All right, so anyway, Jerry's here this morning to talk about emergency preparedness and stuff like that. So what do you got for us today?
Well, we're offering some classes. One class is called Are You Ready? And this will be a four-hour class that we're going to provide to the city of Bryan, the citizens in our whole community here. And it's going to help train individuals on how to take care of themselves and their families against all types of hazards. Mm-hmm. Rick Dysart with the BBCOG, Brazos Valley Council of Government,
uh-huh.
and myself will be teaching the class. If they'd like information on this, they can call the CEOC at 821-1000. And Amy down there, Amy Zaragoza, our administrative assistant, can get in touch with me.
Now, of course, you know, the immediate thing you think of is some sort of a weather-related or natural disaster. Are there other things as well that people would, that you're going to cover in the course?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, there could be some man-made disaster, some type of a train derailment or an accident on the
okay.
highways, those type of things.
Sure.
We try to cover all hazards when we deal with these things.
Yeah, and, well, the fertilizer fire, people can remember that
yes,
happened
sir.
Here. And, and actually, a couple of things have happened that where there's not been any loss of life, and so as a result, I mean, it ends up being the kind of training you don't want to have to do, but you really need to do as first responders. But as you say, I guess an informed public makes it easier for everybody to do their job.
It sure does.
Yep. Now, one of the other things that y'all have had for a long time is a situation where an emergency takes place, and you'll call folks if they'll register their phone. But the problem is that a lot of people don't have landlines anymore.
That's correct.
So y'all have addressed that?
Yes, sir. We've got a system called the Cassidian 911 notification system. And with that, the landlines are all in a database that we can use to call individuals and warn them about something that's going on, give them information. We've also added recently the cellular registration through a registration portal, and that's at the website for the Brazos County Department of Emergency Management. And you can go there at www.bcdem.org.
BCDEM.org.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
And that's the Brazos County Emergency Management website. And there you can click on the little box that says registration. And at that point, they can go in and register their cell phone so they can receive the notifications.
Now, this is a reverse 911 kind of a situation. Is that fair to say that? Is that right or not?
This is more of a notification system. Okay. Yes, it does that. It's... You know, instead of you calling, it's us calling you.
Right. Now, okay, so, and I don't want to get way out in the weeds on this, but I kind of like to understand it. How many, I mean, there could be, I guess you can divide it up, segregate it by neighborhood, like only this neighborhood needs to be advised. The system will do that as well.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. We can call specific phones down a street or a geographical area either way.
Does it call simultaneously, or how does that work?
Yes, one call at a time. It takes time, so we've got to be careful with the messages that we provide and things like that.
So if you have to do a large area, there's it's still going to be one at a time? Is that the way that
works?
Yes,
sir, and sometimes it's not really effective for that type of a system or an incident. But we would probably break an area up if it was a large area, break it up in different sectors or geographically so that we could affect or contact the In most inner part, closest to the incident, and then go out from there.
So let's say that I live on 123 Green Street, and yet I've got a cell phone as my contact number. As you're going down Green Street, as you get to my number, it would ring my cell number. Is that
yes,
how
sir.
I would
That's
fall
correct.
In the category? Okay,
yes,
so even if I don't happen to be at home, you're still going to be able to be in touch with me and let me know that something's happening that could be affecting my,
yes,
my
sir.
Household.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, again, if they want some more information about what you all do, the website, and then also to register, what do we do?
Just go online and use the website, and you can call the Emergency Operations Center if you got any questions or have any problems with that. We'll be glad to help you.
Okay. What's the number there?
821-1000.
Well, easy to remember. There you go. Jerry, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very
You bet.
Much,
Jerry Henry, he's the Emergency Management Coordinator for the City of Bryan, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com. Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Aggie fans, before you head into Kyle Field to watch Texas A&M host Alabama on Saturday, be sure to swing by Kane Park across from Kyle and check out the Nissan Heisman House. This free event features interactive games and displays, photo ops with the Heisman Trophy, and autograph opportunities with Heisman winner John David Crow, Aggie great Bucky Richardson, and ESPN personality Neil Everett. The Nissan Heisman House will open at 9 a.m. on Saturday in Kane Park and will stay open through kickoff. Across from Kyle Field, see you there.
Texas A&M and Alabama coming up on Saturday. The game will kick at 2:40 at Kyle Field. It is a big one. Media from all over the country converging on College Station for this game between the Aggies and the Tide, with the Aggies having won the game last year on November the 10th over in Tuscaloosa and looking to get a win at home against the number one team in the country. Yesterday, you heard quarterback Johnny Manziel talking about where he wants to improve. A question today for our head coach, Kevin Sumlin, as how he sees his Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback, Johnny Manziel. A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin.
He's improving, you know, and I think he understands his, the first thing you have to do is understand your shortcomings and try to work on those. Try to eliminate or cut down on some of your weaknesses before you enhance the things that you can really do, because the first thing people are going to do is try to take away what you do best.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Broadcast time for A&M and Alabama on this radio station, 1:30 Saturday afternoon. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Fewer new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a big drop last week in the number of new applications for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 292,000 initial claims, 31,000 fewer than the week before, but the agency says while the report points to a strengthening job market, the numbers may look better than they actually were because a couple of states were doing computer changeovers last week and they were not able to tally all of their new claims. Many members of the Generation X group need more life insurance coverage. New York Life says a fifth of all Americans born between 1965 and 1976 have no coverage, and the typical Gen Xer is underinsured by more than $400,000. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed. Lululemon Athletica shares are under pressure pre-market. The athletic wear maker trimmed its outlook this morning. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market, Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WaggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Whether you're looking to build and retire in Aggieland, maybe you need a larger home for your family as it grows, or maybe you are building for the very first time, it is important that you trust your builder and that that builder be experienced. And A&M graduates Chris and Clint Willis have been building custom homes in the Brazos Valley for 10 years. And they're not just another home building company. And I can tell you this because they have done work for me. They're modest, hardworking guys raised here in Bryan. And that is the cornerstone of what they do as far as home builders. They want this to be a better community, people to have homes that they're proud of, homes that they can afford. And, you know, when you walk into a Willis custom home for the first time, you may be surprised that you can afford that kind of quality, that kind of attention to detail, that kind of elegance still within your budget. The reason is they use a unique approach where the client can see line item descriptions of the materials, the labor, the profits, all in the bid. They're able to offer you transparency so that you understand exactly how this home is built in a cost-effective way. If you'd like to do that, find out more about it, then go to their website, and you'll see why I've made them the guys who have done work for me. That's Willis Homes. Go to willishomestx.com for more information.
Whales can get suntans as well as skin damage from overexposure. This according to molecular dermatologist Mark Birch Machen of Newcastle University in England. For instance, his team identified tanning in blue whales, which migrate from the Arctic to the much sunnier California coast.
And they seem to deal with the problem by increasing their tan.
Like humans, they tan by increasing the pigment melanin in their skin. Sperm whales, which spend more time at the surface, not only tan, but also have a cellular stress response to ultraviolet light. Another similarity to humans, whales accumulate DNA damage to their skin over time and may develop lesions as they age. Birch Machen says that closely monitoring this sort of damage may help scientists track changes in ultraviolet radiation across the entire ocean. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Are you an Aggie, young or old? Are you a rebel, an artist, or a free thinker? Are you single, dating, or have a family? It doesn't matter who you are, where you are on life's journey. God loves you. That's grace. Experience grace in Northgate at A&M United Methodist Church. Join us for worship on Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m. All are welcome to join us as we strive to live in God's grace and share it with the world. A&M United Methodist Church. Experience grace in Northgate.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Get out your scorecard to keep track of the latest organizational changes at A&M and the system headquarters.
There will be one fewer lobbyist representing the system. That's after the vice chancellor of federal and state affairs was moved to strategic initiatives. The new job for Guy Diedrich follows Brett Gerard's move to leading the Health Science Center. That leaves the system with two lobbyists. Jenny Jones will continue to represent the HSC, but will also add system interests before state leaders. And Scott Suddeth will continue to work with those in federal government. In another announcement, responsibility of the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing is moving from the system to the Health Science Center. The estimated cost savings of the consolidation is yet to be determined. The number of job losses will be based on a system audit that's underway, and no immediate changes are planned in the physical locations. The transfer means additional research dollars to the Health Science Center, which system officials say has the potential to move the HSC from a fourth tier to a second tier research school, similar to the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As A&M and Alabama prepare to face off, this week's festivities include the presentation of a 3x4-foot oil painting by artist Daniel Moore of Johnny Manziel slicing through the defense.
The running game and his elusiveness was really what fascinated me, that he was just able to slice and dice the Alabama defense, which is usually pretty good against the run. I just think that this was just a way to symbolize the, you know, pretty much capture an iconic image that explained the game.
Moore says his work, titled Turning the Tide, took 2 months to complete and was a result of last year's game being designated College Football Game of the Year. A canvas replica of the painting and $5,000 will be awarded to the 12th Man Foundation tomorrow afternoon. Among the friendly bets on the outcome of Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game is barbecue. Ribs and T-shirts are on the line for the mayors and the directors of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in the Twin Cities and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The winners will be providing the prizes, and the losers will get to enjoy the ribs while wearing the opponent's T-shirts and getting their pictures taken for posting on social media. For the losing CVB director, they'll also have their picture taken while wearing the winner's shirt at a tourist hotspot. Houston police were interested in a gunshot victim who appeared at College Station Medical Center Tuesday night. What is known so far is a Brian man was taken to jail yesterday after his arrest on a Harris County warrant for aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Allegations against 32-year-old Elijah Mims have not been released from either Houston or College Station police, which sent officers Tuesday night to the hospital. There appears to be a majority of Bryan City Council members supporting high-speed passenger rail service coming through the Twin Cities. That was among the remarks made by Mayor Jason Bienski.
Ann Orton and Art Hughes have been working diligently on high-speed rail and transportation, and they seem to be very supportive about it. And again, we want to make sure that we're not left out again. And 50 years from now, we're looking back and saying,
why did we do that? Our
leaders, you know, missed the boat again.
Art Hughes and Chuck Konderla voiced their support during Tuesday night's council meeting following comments from two members of a group lobbying for service between Houston and Dallas by way of Bryan College Station. Bienski says it will be part of the council's next workshop meeting. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes parking in residential areas. Recommended by a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission last month, staff planner Teresa Rogers says regulations would increase off-street parking for new homes.
Increasing the minimum requirements for off-street parking to one space per bedroom, with a maximum requirement of four spaces being required, and requiring no more than 50% of the front portion of the property be used for parking or be impervious.
For existing neighborhoods, parking bans would only come when the city's traffic management team rules there is a safety concern. Tonight's meeting will also include an update on the desire of the Texas Department of Transportation to shift maintenance of 31 miles of state highways inside the city limits to the city. The latest position by the state is doing the transfer on a voluntary basis. The council has been told city staff will be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. The governing body is not being asked to take an official position at this time. And while that discussion takes place, TxDOT is holding a public hearing at the Navasota City Center for reaction to plans replacing three bridges west of town on Highway 105. Projected for construction in 2015, the project would remove obsolete bridges and address the westward shift of the Brazos River. This evening's hearing starts at 6. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 77 degrees. Let's look at the news. It's brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news today at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
At RV Station in Bryan, USA, you hear us say it all the time. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. So how do we do it? All of our dealerships are located outside major metro areas. That means low overhead, and we pass the savings on to you. With four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, we do business with the country's top manufacturers. What does that mean to you? Volume makes the difference. Check this out. Get a brand new Keystone Alpine. This is a loaded fifth wheel, built to last for decades, just $54,995. Folks, that's $22,700 off MSRP, number 1574. When we say discount, we're not playing around. Anybody can sell you a cheap RV for cheap, but massive discounts on the best brands in the country? Well, that takes skill. Shop our massive inventory 24/7 at RVStationOnline.com. Come see us. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Get down to the AT&T store at 1505 Texas Avenue South in College Station this Thursday between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. One lucky fan and a guest will be chosen for an exclusive AT&T behind-the-scenes look at ESPN College Game Day and two tickets to the Texas A&M game.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Hot weather will persist right through game time on Saturday. We have high pressure controlling the weather. It shows no signs of breaking down in our area anytime soon. Lots of sun today, a few clouds, highs right at 95. Clear tonight, lows will be 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny near 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny Saturday, high Saturday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Here's our latest public service announcement on texting and driving. Police in Waldorf, Maryland say 25-year-old woman lost control of her car while looking at her phone, smacked a tree, then drove 60 feet into a lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Car ended up submerged in about 5 feet of water. Woman able to get out through the window.
Why didn't she take her foot off the gas?
Yeah, that too. Before emergency crews arrived, she suffered only minor injuries. But what about her phone? Is her phone okay? She's got all that information in her phone. She won't have her phone. It'll be horrible. Oh, never mind. Speaking of Maryland, it's time for another secession movement. This one, here we go, is in Maryland. The Western Maryland Initiative, led by a guy named Scott Strezelchick, is looking to break off 5 Western counties from the rest of the state. These counties are more rural. Their residents are mostly white. They earn less than their fellow Marylanders and are largely Republican in a very blue state. With about 650,000 residents, they would make up just 11% of the state's population. It's about the size of D.C. They want out because they don't feel like they're represented. Okay, so taxation without representation. Okay. Here's our story about the millennial generation.
Great.
Yeah, there you go. Are your ears burning?
No.
Okay.
I'm kind of sick of it's like people are always just want to complain about millennials.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they want to be like, well, who raised us?
That's right. True. Well, and that's what this speaks to.
Who was in power when everything went to poo?
That's what this is speaking to. The Wall Street Journal says that millennials are so coddled by their helicopter parents that they can't leave mom and dad at home. Companies desperate to recruit members of millennial generation are doing everything they can to accommodate parents, including regularly inviting them to the office for open houses.
Oh, good heavens.
Punching cookies where Junior works, or Juniorette. According to a 2012 survey of more than 500 college graduates by a human resources organization, 8% of them had a parent accompany them to a job interview.
That is weird, but what about all of the kids who were raised where their parents would claim their success? Like, well, my kid did this. Well, my kid did this. And so then it doesn't really matter if you succeed or not.
What does that have to do with what we just talked about?
We're talking about parents and coddling parents.
Yeah.
And,
but you're saying that they might, vicariously living their life through their children?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, never mind.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, just finish your story.
Okay. 8% of them said a parent accompanies them to the job interview. 3% had the parent sit in on the interview.
No.
One expert says it's become best practice. So there you have it, okay? If you can't say no to your mom for coming along to a job interview, you're not ready for a job, okay?
That's part of it. If the parents are already having... If the parents had trouble establishing a separate identity from the kids,
yeah,
you could feel like your parents wanted you there with you. If your parents have always raised you in a way that's, like, competitive against other parents...
It's time to grow up. Hello?
As the interviewer, how do you just not say, no, I'm sorry, mommy can't
really,
come?
Really, you can't, no, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
This is not an interview.
You know, well, why are they serving, you said, punch and cookies. Well, why are they having an open house?
Well,
don't have an open house.
I would agree. Part of that does go back to the employer. You just go, no, we're not going to do that.
But you can't just blame the kids continually.
No, and I'm not blaming the kids continually.
I don't mean
there.
You. I mean like society. But I've just seen so many articles that are always about millennials this and millennials that. Well, how would y'all like to be stereotyped as just baby boomers this and that every article?
Well, now we were in many ways, but obviously there are more media outlets and more media time that needs to be filled. Hello?
Well, boy, I guess I screwed up because I raised mine to get the heck out.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's right. Yeah, congratulations. There's your diploma and there's the door. Right.
Go home.
Go do that. I just, Business travelers will have more options for Wi-Fi when they fly in 2014. New technologies and faster internet connections are in the works as more airlines move to adopt the Wi-Fi at 30,000 feet. Virgin American will launch a new in-flight Wi-Fi service in the second half of next year. JetBlue has announced plans to launch a service on some aircraft this year with hopes to have the entire fleet up and running by 2015. Gogo Incorporated, which is the largest provider of in-flight internet in the U.S., says that prices for onboard Wi-Fi are $14 for one day and $50 for a monthly pass. Well, $50, that's not bad.
No, not at all.
JetBlue says that when it initially launches its Wi-Fi, it'll be free for basic internet use, but those wanting streaming content will have to pay. And again, that's only fair if you want streaming content. Here you go, Kat. I know you finished your education, but Now they're about to have a course in zombies. And there you are, not
great.
In college. Daily Variety reports the University of California at Irvine, those are the anteaters, right?
Yes.
Are partnering with AMC for an online course based on their TV show called The Walking Dead. Students will reportedly discuss how a zombie apocalypse might affect social science. Public health. Oh, yeah? We're going to have a dead person falling on you. Yeah. Mathematics. And and plus body parts. Do body parts fall off of these zombies in Walking Dead and they continue to walk around, or do you know?
I don't know. Right, I've never seen it.
Okay. Anyway, mathematics and physics as well. And, of course, it's not the first to offer a zombie course. Michigan State has a popular Surviving the Coming Zombie Apocalypse Disasters, Catastrophes, and Human Behaviors course. And Columbia College of Chicago has Zombies in Popular Media, and the University of Baltimore's School of Communications has also offered a course in Zombie Mania, 80 Movies to Die For, with a look at the thriller video as part of the course.
I do think it's interesting how the monster of choice trades off. You know, the 20s and 30s, everyone was, oh, the mummies, that's so fascinating. And then it was vampires in the last couple of years.
Right.
Now it's zombies, and it just is... It makes you curious about what it is about these specific archetypical monsters that appeal to us in whatever state we're in society at the time, you know?
Well, aside from evil, okay, which can happen at any time, most of the monsters in earlier movies would do their deeds in the dark.
Mm.
And The Walking Dead is not that. Not the case, obviously.
Because zombies are kind of a 24/7 deal.
Right. And so I think, you know, horror in daylight, if you will. And again, I guess you got to shoot them in the head. I can't talk about the show because I don't know. I haven't watched it. And the little bit I know about zombies, which is...
Well, I mean, just zombies in general. Not necessarily
would fit
show.
A triple-spaced 1 8.5 by 11 page. Hello.
I'm calling for the Society to End Discrimination Against Werewolves.
Okay. See, that's the end. And vampires, of course, you couldn't do that during the day. That didn't work.
No.
Right? You know, because they just turn into, sand or sawdust or something.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Dad, go long.
Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings.
Where you can get a new 2014 Silverado from King Chevy discounted $7,000. Or a new Traverse for $28,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Chevy Cruisers for $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team and Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
848, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, as mentioned, we have a video game story that's tragic. A dog in Spain taken to the vet after eating the Wii video game controller.
Oh, my gosh.
X-rays taken during surgery revealed a clear image of the controller inside the large intestine of the big dog.
Ugh.
Yes, the dog is now recovering.
Why do dogs do this?
And by the way, we made the national news today.
Who's we?
We, Texas A&M. That's, that story about the stinky banana.
Oh, really?
Yep, about how they had to evacuate a building on campus on Monday morning.
Pretty impressive.
So, yeah, that's it.
I've eaten a banana every day since.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well,
just
in, you know,
tribute.
Police in Pleasanton, California said that the manager of a McDonald's robbed his own store at gunpoint. Uh-huh. 42-year-old allegedly donned a mask, climbed through the drive-through window on the late shift, and forced workers into the freezer.
Because he had a key.
Yeah, before leaving with an unspecified amount of cash. Must have been a good mask because he didn't get arrested until 5 days later when he was spotted driving away from another McDonald's after a similar burglary. What kind of an... Anyway. Okay, that's fine. So Billy Ray Cyprus, you know, star in and of his own right. And
sort of.
Well,
Miley's daddy.
Yeah, and that's the problem now. He's Miley's daddy and Miley's misbehaving. So who better than another celebrity dad who had a misbehaving daughter to come in and lend a little support and parental advice? That's right, Lionel Richie.
Oh, no.
The singer says, "Dad to dad, I've been where Billy Ray is." And, of course, his daughter was Nicole Richie, says that he understands what Billy is going through, what with all the twerking and tongue-wagging and skimpy clothing. Lionel says, when you have a teenage daughter growing up in Hollywood, in the business, I mean, what I went through with Nicole, God bless Billy Ray. Honestly, there's no control.
I do like Lionel Richie. But
he says, Miley is just going through a period in her life, and we're actually going to grit our teeth and hold our breath. I did the same thing. It's one of those things that you have to say, please, God, let it be over soon. You know what? I'm not... God knew I wasn't prepared for a daughter, so he didn't do that to me. But I'm just saying, you don't have to have a child who's in Hollywood, okay? Mm. I mean, I'm sure, Kevin, there could be some days in your life where you'll be gritting your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Rest assured.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be good.
Oh, no.
She's okay. Already good.
She's my child.
Yeah, see how that works out for you. All right, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
I'm just glad it's Friday.
It's the first of two in 2013. The next one comes in December. The most Friday the 13th in any calendar, 3. You can't have any more than that. Next year, we will, in fact, have 3 Fridays the 13th. And also in 2015.
You going to bring your chainsaw to work, Scott?
Why would I do that?
Because it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, he used everything.
Actually, I was talking completely off topic again.
Cool. President Franklin D. Roosevelt is said to have avoided travel on the 13th day of any month and would never host 13 guests at a meal. More than 60 million people worldwide claim to be affected by a fear of Friday the 13th.
Trystadecaphobia?
That's the one. And some of them won't go to work.
Excuses.
No kidding.
I got my ears pierced on Friday the 13th.
Did you?
I turned out just fine.
That's debatable.
They don't drive cars, and they don't get out of bed sometimes all day. According to the British Medical Journal, there is a significant increase in traffic-related accidents when the date is Friday the 13th. Every year has at least one, and as we said, at the most, three in a year. The longest period that can occur without a Friday the 13th is 14 months, just so you know. Just so you know. And
people just psych themselves into it.
They do. I agree.
Trystadecaphobics love those years, though, when it's 14 months in between.
So yesterday was 9/11, and I don't know. All right, first of all, here's what happened. AT&T on Wednesday apologized for a 9/11 remembrance tweet that seemed to be showcasing one of its phones. The image of the New York City skyline included a phone with a photo of the tribute in light in place with where the Twin Towers stood. Included was a headline that said, "Never Forget." Obviously, kind of looked like a sales
to message. Buy your phone.
Yeah. Then there was in Boston at Logan International Airport. They apologized for the fire drill that went off, triggering smoke and flames
on September 11th.
I mean,
how dumb?
All right, how stupid do you have to be?
You know, I almost get that. It's on the calendar. We do a fire drill every 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying it, but I could kind of see that where you go, oh crap, it's. Yeah. We can't do that on the 11th.
Patrick, the governor, said it was, quote, just dumb, end quote, to plan a fire training exercise on the anniversary. The airport posted an apology on its Facebook. The Los Angeles Lakers had a picture of Kobe Bryant from the year that they put the ribbon and an American flag on the NBA uniforms in remembrance. And they get ripped because it's back when Kobe had kind of like a semi-fro, and people got angry thinking they were making fun of his hair.
Oh, good Lord.
Then there was the Wisconsin Golf Course that announced its $9.11 9/11 nine-hole special.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then how's this? Perhaps all marketers should just give up on September 11th and not do anything. Not do anything. Pretzel chips used an Instagram image of a flag made of bags of pretzel chips to remember lives lost. Then there was the Starksville Daily Newspaper in Mississippi, which offered newspaper subscriptions for $9.11 per month, but today only. They didn't mention anything else about 911, about 9/11, just in their newspaper ad that it was for today only. But wow. hats off to the Marriott, and I don't know where it was. And there's a sign that I posted in our break room, by the way, so you can see it.
Oh, good.
Where the Marriott was offering free coffee and mini muffins in honor of the victims of 9/11 for an entire 30 minutes yesterday. I mean, in what world? In what world should these people exist?
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-371-5684. That's 1-800-371-5684. 800-371-5684.
About 4 minutes till Sirius XM Radio has been sued by all the major record labels, claiming that the satellite service has not paid royalties for tracks released before 1972. Sound Ooh. Recordings didn't get federal copyright protection until 1972, so anything that came out before then was considered exempt from airplay royalties. Dionne Warwick released a statement yesterday saying the great artists played in the 40s, 50s, and 60s stations should be treated with respect and properly compensated, as Sirius XM is required to do. So I am asking Sirius XM not to walk on by. Oh, geez.
Are you kidding me?
And do the right thing. Because, you know, on satellite radio, they have like the 20s channel, the 30s channel, the 40s channel, the 50 channel. So yeah, there you go. Got think, that happening.
I think it only goes back to the 40s.
Okay. No, it doesn't. I think, well, I'm not sure. Anyway, next month, after a good 68 years, Adolf Hitler will lose his citizenship to Goslar, Germany. They've been trying to revoke his honorary citizenship once bestowed upon him. The dictator was granted about 4,000 honorary citizenships when he was in power.
Wow.
They were afraid that he'd come and kill him if he didn't. The town leadership previously had tried to strip them of the citizenship, but it's taken him 68 years, and now they got it. So a guy walks into a secondhand electronics store and he asks if the employees if he can sell them something, and they tell him no. And after being told no, the man suddenly transforms into a child and begins threatening to throw equipment at employees.
What?
After about a minute of his little tantrum, one of the employees, a big old boy,
pick your switch.
He basically picked him up and carried him out of the store.
I've had about enough of this.
I think so. This is all the foolishness we can stand for the day. So
wasting our time.
The guy ends up calling police, and the cops see the video, and they say, you were asked to leave, and you wouldn't. We don't see a problem here. And they left.
Have a great day.
That's right. Have a nice day, sir. And a graduate engineer has set a new Guinness record for the tallest freestanding Tower of Dominoes. For those of you who were wondering what it would take.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom Holmes, 7.5 hours, almost 2,700 dominoes, a 17-foot tower. Plan the domino structure in advance using a computer design. Well, that's no fun. Then the computer's doing all the work. He says, as an engineer, I'm constantly looking for creative solutions to solve problems. So it's great for my skills to be able to do this.
And the world's largest semi-Jenga contest started soon there.
Yeah, really? Yeah, let's do that. AMC has decided to go ahead and spin off Breaking Bad. Duh. Better Call Saul, which will serve as a prequel to the original series. See how that works out. Meanwhile, the series finale of Breaking Bad is going to be September the 29th. If you watch The Killing, they've canceled that again. Well, they canceled it, then they brought it back, and they canceled it. I liked it. I enjoyed the show, but that's the way it goes. And just so that they'll try to get Kat to watch Downton Abbey.
Oh, I've seen one episode.
Well, I know, but they don't want that. They want you watching them all. And by the way, the shows will hit the airwaves in Great Britain on September the 22nd. Unfortunately, not over here until January the 5th. Howsomever, Shirley MacLaine and Paul Giamatti will be among these stars added to the cast.
So I'd rather act in it than watch it.
Well, I understand. But
Shirley MacLaine?
Shirley MacLaine.
Which one?
I don't know. She's going to play several parts. All right, let's see. On this date in history.